In this section, we dive into the variability of colostrum. Not all colostrum is the same. Even within the same species, and even within the same herd, its composition can vary. While general recommendations focus on delivering enough IgG within the first hours of life, colostrum is far more complex. The concentrations of all bioactive components may also fluctuate from sample to sample. These variations can determine whether the newborn receives optimal immune protection or falls short of what it needs. So, what influences this variability? Many factors. Parity matters. First lactation females often produce less concentrated colostrum. Health status matters. Mastitis or high somatic cell counts can reduce immunoglobulin levels. Environmental stress, nutrition, genetics, and even the timing of collection after birth all contribute to differences in quality. And beyond this natural variability, the newborn's own physical condition and metabolic status at birth can further compromise proper intake and absorption. Because farmers cannot control all sources of variability, colostrum intake may require human assistance or nutritional complementation. In this final section, we will then discuss the role of nutritional complements during this stage and the limitations of products that claim to replace or enhance maternal colostrum. Many supplements on the market claim to contain immunoglobulins, but they rarely provide antibodies specific to farm-level pathogens. Even when standardized on IgG content, they may lack other key bioactive components found in natural maternal colostrum. More research is needed to confirm their real efficacy.